Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I appreciate everybody who listens to the show statewide. Eugene, Fox Sports Eugene, I see you. 960 AM in Klamath Falls, I see you. 1490 The Score in Douglas County. Home of the truth. And, of course, right here on 750 The Game in Portland, our next guest formerly worked on this show. Oh, that's right. Devon Pouncey worked on this show, former college basketball player. He's got a podcast called Wake Up and Win. You should check it out. He also works at Portland State as a reporter and voice of Portland State basketball. Devon Pouncey, man of the world, joining us now. How are you, man?
I am great, JC. You know, it's always a pleasure to be back here on the show that got me hooked on this broadcasting stuff, and I've been doing it ever since. So always a pleasure to be back home, man.
I am sorry for getting you hooked on it. What do you remember? Tell people, give me a memory. Give me a memory.
Oh, my greatest memory will forever be the golf tournament, the celebrity golf tournament. To me, I had such a great time, you know, being able to, obviously golf, but also just all the great people that were out there, the causes, of course, that we were doing it for, and, of course, Camp Exceptional following that right up a week or two after the golf tournament. Like, that part of the year for this show, it's a pivotal one. It's a meaningful one, but it's also a very fun one because we had a good time on that golf course.
Yeah, and the big one this summer, Devon, is Worlds of Sport going on at the Oregon Convention Center June 18th and 19th. It does benefit the BFT Foundation, but I will see you at Worlds of Sport, and we'll see what kind of athlete you are. All right. Devon, let me ask you, let's start with the Eastern Conference Finals. You were watching last night Miami and Boston. Shorthanded Boston got off to a good start, and it became the Jimmy Butler show. Should Boston be worried about Jimmy Butler in this series, or is this just a game one? This is kind of what happens.
I think Boston should be worried about Jimmy Butler this series, and I'm actually one who on my podcast and other platforms has sort of been a Miami Heat hater. Like, I just didn't really believe in them, and a lot of the reason that I didn't was because during the regular season, Jimmy was a 21-point-per-game scorer, which is obviously good. But that didn't feel like enough for me for the Heat to be able to succeed here in the postseason. But fast forward to now, he's averaging 30 points per game in the postseason. And obviously that works for him and that works for them as a team. And they've been able to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And he obviously performed again in game one. So he's showing like he's in rhythm right now. He's in stride. He looks to be in the zone. So they should definitely be worried about Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler says he wants a physical series. I'm going to play his cut here.
I like physicality. Like, I want to run into people and see who falls down first, who's going to quit first. I think that's a style of basketball I like to play, and so do they. And, you know, I was 0 for 2 from 3 tonight. I want to go 0 for 0 next game because I just want to keep banging into people.
He just wants to bang into people. How do you stop Jimmy Butler if you're Boston?
If you're Boston, you got to make him shoot. I think Jimmy has gotten in rhythm over the last couple of series, being able to get to the interior, score, and get to the free throw line. I think if you keep Jimmy off the free throw line and he doesn't see a few of those fall early on in the game, he won't ultimately catch enough rhythm to thrive, you know, shooting the three ball, because that's never necessarily been a strong point for him. But Jimmy has been able to find his way to the paint. He's been able to get to the line. And he's obviously a good enough player that once you see those free throws go down and he makes a couple buckets on the interior, he's a pit bull. He's confident enough to go shoot it and knock it down from beyond the arc. So I think you kind of got to sag on him a little bit, force him to be a shooter, And if he beats you that way, you can kind of live with that. But if he beats you being physical, getting into the paint, drawing fouls, that's his game ultimately. And you don't want him to beat you the way that he knows how to do best.
Patrick Beverley has been out and talking, and I got to know what do you make of him? What do you make? I want to play a cut here. Here's Patrick Beverley talking about the Suns, and then, Devon, I want you to kind of tell us what you make of this.
Basketball player, you could see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking it. So they knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhone. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure you're going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them.
Patrick Beverley naming names.
That's a little far. That's a little far. I ultimately think Patrick Beverley is just in character right now. You know, he is that kind of player on the court, so I don't think, like, he's not being himself up there on the broadcast, but I definitely think he's in character. You know, he's been obviously taking shots at Chris Paul, which I think he's gone a little far there. He even took a shot at Chris Paul for actually having a good performance against the Pelicans, and his response was they were a playing team. They were a playing team. But, Pat, we just watched you jump on the scores table, cry, have a whole parade in Minnesota after y'all won that playing game, but you're knocking Chris Paul for being successful against the playing team. It just doesn't quite connect for me. But I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm sure the ratings are doing well because of it. And I do think this is really who Patrick Beverley is, but this is the character that he's always been on the basketball court. So it's no surprise that he's in character this way right now on ESPN, First Take, all the platforms you're seeing him on.
Yeah, he's definitely raised his profile, and I think by talking. And here's
absolutely.
Here's the other thing, Devon. Like, I'm looking at the Warriors, okay? You have the Mavericks and the Warriors in the West Final. If you put Patrick Beverley on the Warriors, they would scare me.
Patrick Beverley is a player where you like him when he's on your team. You don't necessarily like him if he isn't on your team. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening right now with Patrick Beverley, the broadcaster. There's a lot of people that don't necessarily like him, but maybe if you're a Chris Paul hater, you are absolutely loving what Patrick Beverley is doing right now. So, again, I just think that's the kind of guy he is. But nonetheless, he's passionate, and he seems to be authentic, and it's translating from what he does on the basketball court, which is why I agree with you. If you have him on your team, you feel pretty good about it, and that's just translating right on into broadcasting for him. So good for him.
We're talking to Devon Pouncey. If you want to listen to his podcast, it's called Wake Up and Win. Devon, let's look at the West. Dallas, Golden State, game one tonight. We obviously saw Luka go bananas late in that series against the Suns. Draymond Green, enough to slow Luka down?
I think you got to slow Luka down by committee, and he's still going to put up big numbers. I think the Warriors just got to ultimately play to their own identity and know that they're a team with a lot of firepower. They got a lot of ambition. They shoot it well, and they got to be confident and step into those shots and make them. I think this is kind of going to be a shoot-em-out, bang-bang series. I think the Warriors are the better defensive team. So, again, I think by committee and playing good team defense is the way to try to slow Luka down as much as you can. But we know he's going to get his. But the Warriors, I think, just have to lean into their own identity and be confident that they're just the better team, because on paper, they're the better team. And obviously, with the history and what they've been able to do over the years in this league and the success that they've had, they should feel confident that they're indeed the better team. So there's no slowing Luka down, I feel like, but you can kind of maybe wear him down, and you can't do that with just one player. He's too good. He'll figure out that player and what their defensive tactics are, and he'll absolutely destroy him. You got to throw a lot of different stuff at him, a lot of different defenders at him, and try to wear him down by committee.
Over under on Luka points tonight, one of the lines I saw was 33.5. I'm tempted to say take the under there because I think he's going to get a ton of attention.
Yeah. yeah, I think he'll get a ton of attention too. And then he's also playing in Golden State, and that team plays really well at home. Obviously, again, we know the success that they've had over the years. That team plays great at home. You know, the last series, Golden State had to start off as the lower-seeded team, so they went on the road. So I think they should feel good about kind of getting off to a good start, having a game one at home. But again, it's Luka. I'm tempted to take the under with you, though, and that's what I'll do. But it's Luka.
Devon Pouncey is our guest. Yeah, who do you – okay, give us your matchup, East-West champion. Who's playing in the finals?
I think it's going to be Warriors-Celtics, but that's obviously dependent upon the Celtics' health. I think the Celtics can still get it done in this series. I think they'll figure some things out. Both coaches have shown to be able to have the legitimate ability to adjust. Spoelstra's obviously been known to be able to adjust, and shout-out to Ime Udoka, Portland State alum. He's showing what he could do in the driver's seat, being the head coach of the Boston Celtics right now as well. But if they can get healthy, I think that they can pull out the series, but they are going to need everybody to get that done. Marcus Smart and Al Horford included, obviously. Marcus Smart, a defensive player of the year, can score it a bit offensively. Al Horford's a veteran. We've seen him have some huge games in the series against the Bucks. He's a guy you need as well in the postseason. So if they don't get healthy, the Heat will take it. But I'm going Warriors-Celtics, both teams healthy.
Devon Pouncey is our guest. The Blazers in the draft lottery yesterday didn't go their way. They end up with the 7th pick. A lot of disappointed Blazer fans. What did you make of that, and what should the Blazers do with that 7th pick?
Trade it. If they're committed to Dame, they just trade it and try to see what they can get to ultimately, you know, get another big-time player. This team obviously is going to look to get some big-time players. I mean, it's good that these young players are developing so early these days just in regards to the evolution of the game. So I'm not mad at a 7th pick if I'm the Blazers, but I also think that there is enough guys around in the league that you can try to get to compliment Damian Lillard since you're showing to be committed to him. I mean, you had him looking crazy up there, you know, absolutely sad after getting the 7th pick on national television at the draft lottery night. So show some commitment today. Make up for that because he looked pretty sad once they announced that the Blazers were getting the 7th pick.
All right, let me put you in the seat of general manager Joe Cronin. Devon, you have the 7th pick. You've got potentially a team that could have Yusuf Nurkic and Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons as its core. Is that good enough to build around in your mind, or if you're the Blazers, do you wave the white flag here and start building for the future and start breaking up this team and even seeing what the value is for Damian Lillard right now? Or is it too soon to do that?
I think it's a little too soon to do that because Damian Lillard is still that good, and he's still in his prime. And I'm still going to stay committed to Damian Lillard if I'm Cronin, especially with him obviously being so early in his tenure as the GM and him showing that, you know, in his interim position, he was committed to Damian Lillard. And now that he's actually got the job, you know, I think he can still show that for at least another year. But I say try to build around Dame. Like, Dame is still that dude, and he's such a good player and obviously has proven to be such a good leader. It's hard to feel like you'll be able to come across another guy like Damian Lillard because he's proven to be that good. So I say you still stick around and build. And, you know, again, you got to obviously be hungry. You got to be a bit greedy in some ways this offseason as well, but you got to go for it all.
Devon Pouncey, our guest. Devon, before I cut you loose, tell us what you're doing, Portland State basketball and otherwise. You know, how involved will you be next season as the voice of Portland State?
Absolutely. So, you know, the Portland State TV analyst, obviously, I love it over there. I've been over there for 4 seasons now, so it's always a good time, a great place to watch games at the Viking Pavilion, a good environment to be in. And even, you know, if it doesn't feel like the greatest of environments, that Jace Coburn and the energy that he is, it's contagious, and he'll get everybody pumped up and excited over there at the Viking Pavilion. But it's a great place to be. So, you know, I'll be right back at it as soon as the season begins over at Portland State, calling those games on ESPN+. I'm still the voice at Pacific University as well, so I'm pretty busy during college sports season. And then, my day job is still here at Street Roots, man, trying to be a man of the people and doing what I can to affect and influence the world in a way that I see fit.
I love it, man. And tell people with Street Roots how they can get involved and how they can help.
Absolutely. Well, one, you can donate to Street Roots, but also, you know, I'm the director of the vendor program. Go out and buy a newspaper from our vendors. Our vendors are out every day selling newspapers, a lot of critical journalism, you know, a lot of journalism surrounding politics and social justice, and there's a lot of advocacy when it comes to housing, racial issues and disparities, and so much more. It's one of the most powerful publications, I think, here in the market, and I think everybody should go and find them a vendor and go purchase a weekly publication from them, and I think you'll be pleased with the work and the journalism that we pump out every week.
Devon Pouncey, I appreciate you joining us, man. Keep up the fight.
Absolutely, man. Good talking to you. And again, it's always good to be home.
There you go. There he is. Wake Up and Win is the name of his podcast. You can find it wherever you find podcasts. I want you to leave it here.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.